Paul wrote on the subject of marriage and family in the epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. In chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Local and national news outlets are reporting an increase in domestic violence during this time of stay at home. A person running for office said to me last week, can you imagine how many divorces will be filed after this pandemic? Alcohol sales have doubled. Families I've never seen before are out walking together in our neighborhood. People tell me they're stir crazy. What a great time to invest in your marriage and family. When I grew up, schedules were not as fast-paced. We had guitars, drums, Lionel trains, racetracks, Tonka toys, and crayons. Our parents would look at us and say, play. We set up stores in our house with our Tom Thumb cash register. The World Wide Web was our telegraph set with a 10-foot cord, so we sent Morse code messages to another room. Time to make cupcakes with Mom. Daddy would say, we're going fishing tomorrow. We're leaving at 6 a.m. Gotta be there when the sun comes up. You know what I learned through those rainy days and staycations? Dad loved my mom with a sacrificial love. He encouraged her and worked alongside her. Mom did everything she could to be a great helpmate. They were not perfect parents, but they were great examples of the kind of spouse and parent we desired to become. They also lived their faith in Christ before us. We never doubted their love for us except when we were spanked or they threatened to give us away when we were disobedient. Just a suggestion. What about reading your Bible twice as much as usual? I hope you don't have to multiply 2 times 0. As a family, take care of some of those home projects you put off for years. Offer a servant spirit to each other. What may I do for you? That will increase the risk of heart attack with the recipient. Encourage each other. Plan things that you want to do together after the crisis. Mom and Dad, what a great time to get on a budget. Plan your work and work your plan. You've talked about becoming debt-free one day. Right now, paying your bills is stressful. We have a little extra time to communicate about our finances. Life is back to basics right now. Take advantage of this time out. You may discover, if we follow God's instruction manual for the family, we'll have less stress, and we are blessed to have what and who God has given us.